Morning, and welcome to episode 7 of the Reticule Presents Installing the Disk.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back with this very special E3 preview.
Yes, indeed. If John sounds a bit depressed, which he probably doesn't, but if he does, that's because I've just told him there's going to be another Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Yes. I'm fighting through the pain right now of that ridiculous name. Why would you name something after...
another
sequel. It's already called... Well, you've ruined the show for me.
Sorry.
So, let's kick our E3 preview, or pre-3 view.
The
preview?
I see what you did there.
Yes.
What are we calling it? Three view. Preview. Three.
We could go for pre-3 or pre-3 view, but that doesn't work.
Pre-3 view. Just go with pre-3 view.
Our pre-3 view, sure. And let's kick things off with the news. Naughty Dog co-founder Jason Rubin has been appointed as president of THQ after Danny Bilson left the post to pursue other projects. Big news there, THQ have been in dire straits recently, been taken over by Jason Rubin, who many people think is a visionary.
Was this ever since the whole deal with Homefront that have gone a bit?
Yeah, well, they weren't exactly a major player before that, but Homefront was...
Didn't do any favours for him.
No, not at all. And the U-Draw tablet thing that they brought out, which nobody heard of.
Yeah, I'm.
Well, they made
got
like
a rather glazed expression on my face, trying to imagine what.
They made like a drawing tablet thing for the Wii, and everyone was like, "Ah, oh, this is actually pretty fun." And then they thought, "Let's bring it to PlayStation and Xbox," and it didn't quite work out so well.
Yeah.
So yes, THQ, maybe Rubin can turn around their fortunes.
No pressure.
The No Doubt Band Hero lawsuit against Activision is to be taken in front of a jury. This is a long-running lawsuit where No Doubt licensed their likeness out to Band Hero so you could play as them.
Mm-hmm.
And Band Hero are like, oh, sweet. But they didn't realize that apparently No Doubt are claiming that they should only allow to play as them during their one song.
Okay.
What's their song called?
It's My Life. I don't know.
No. Don't Sleep.
Don't what? Is it?
No.
It's No Doubt Gwen Stefani's band.
Yes.
I'm sure it is. It was a Talk song, wasn't it? They covered it. Is it It's My Life or something?
They did do a song called It's My Life, yes. But that's not the specific one.
It's the only one I know about.
They did Don't Sleep.
What's that? How's that go?
Don't Sleep.
It's not. In short, no. It's my
different song. The one on Band Hero is the one that I'm doing.
The one that no one's heard of.
It was their biggest song.
It wasn't.
It was.
It's My Life or It's My World or Don't Take My Life or whatever it is.
It was their. That was. It might have been Just a Girl actually. That.
Oh
that,
yeah.
It was Just a Girl.
Ah. Onwards, because we're going to
one of those three
idiots.
Songs.
Yeah.
And that's all that's in the news, apart from that E3 is now all...
Oh, before you move on, with that lore stuff, didn't something similar happen with everyone's favourite maniac, Axl Rose? When he wasn't happy because Slash was on the front of Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah.
So...
They've got history.
Yeah. Musicians. There's one thing we've learned today. They don't like themselves being associated with themselves.
Aye. But yes, as I was saying, the last piece of news is that E3 is only 1 week away. So let's get cracking into all the E3 news.
E3 special. Oh, 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 oh.
E3.
E.
3 E.
You shall not pass.
It's at this point you should realise we don't have any E3 news. We just got sound effects for the rest of this year.
I was kind of hoping that we could just get on with just sound effects.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to be able to. And to be honest, we don't have any news. We just got like speculation, and which is what we're just going to look at what might be at the show.
Are we going to cover what will be at the show as well? Have you still got it open?
Oh, yes. We have a list of some of the games that will be there.
Which we put together rapidly before the show using Google and a pre-made website which already has everything. Yeah. Well, what are we going to start? What's real or speculation? Where should we go first?
What we're looking forward to or not looking forward to.
GTA 5. That's what I'm looking forward to.
You're looking forward to GTA 5. Do you reckon it'll be there?
I hope so. And I want to hear more about this next Forza project as well.
What's that one? I've not heard.
It's an open world kind of thing.
Well, like Burnout Paradise, kind of.
That's kind of. I haven't heard too much about it other than the fact that it's using the same Forza engine, I think. I might have just made that up. But you've got all cars from Forza and you've just given an open world to explore around. The box art's like a Dodge Viper in the middle of a desert.
Yeah.
So I assume it's a kind of more test drive unlimited kind of thing.
Well, we all know that Test Drive Unlimited 2 was a great game as well.
Oh, yeah, Test Drive Unlimited 2 was probably the finest thing I've ever played. So, those are the only two I can think off the top of my head that I'm... Oh, The Last Guardian. Again.
Last I heard, The Last Guardian was that they'd scrapped it and rebuilt it. But, yeah, with regards to Last Guardian, did you hear this week that they... Shadow of the Colossus film that there's been ages has finally got a director. The game, The Last Guardian, I don't believe it'll be there. I just don't see it.
Yeah. Has he got past the point where people care yet?
I'm still...
Fully losing.
I still care. But I've been... I've been playing Shadow of the Colossus last week, incidentally. So I do care for it now. But I... It's going to be... Back end of 2013.
Yeah.
If that.
Or a PS4 launch title.
Yeah, well, we'll see. With this year's E3, though, I'm seeing it to be more a hardware-orientated one as opposed to software. Obviously, with I'm looking forward to seeing the Wii U in action.
Finally.
Yeah, and what we'll see the launch lineup for that, which should be interesting.
Which we covered... Which we may have covered in the last episode.
Yes.
If you haven't heard that, go and listen to it. Over at thedirectcure.com, is it?
Yep. See, I'll be very interested to see what the Wii U is going to be turning out like.
The controller's been redesigned.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
It's been moved extremely slightly around.
They've put analog sticks on it instead of the two.
Those are nubs they had before, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be interested to see that. Another thing is, I want to see if any games there's a demo for the Unreal Engine 4, because that'll be...
There will be.
That'll be around soon, and that's going to look good, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, I might as well just cover it now. One of the rumours from my rumour slot is that the Wii U is currently using the Unreal 4 engine, so I expect to have a lot shown there.
Yeah, Wii U... I reckon that's going to be like the most interesting part of E3 for myself personally. I'll be also interested to see if there's going to be any more like social games or mobile games, because I saw today that like 50% of the games bought in the last year in the UK were apps. So they were mobile games.
That's a good
games.
Point. I've seen a dedicated mobile section to E3.
I understand a lot of people say that they aren't like proper games yet, but like Infinity Blade,
they are proper games.
Games like Infinity Blade are coming through, so it'll be interesting to see how E3 is going to react to that. And this could be like a defining E3 in terms of how it's going to approach the next few. I mean, we're seeing with like,
you just see him adding extra days, can't you? Dedicated to mobile.
But in terms of software, I have got to say I'm looking forward to The Last of Us. As you've... Oh, no, you mentioned The Last Guardian, didn't you?
Yes.
No, The Last of Us.
This is the Naughty Dog one, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Naughty Dog. Almost like a post-apocalyptic one. And I see this as being a bit of a swan song for the PlayStation 3, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair judgment.
I don't imagine that a PlayStation 4... or indeed the Xbox Nigel will be announced this year. I'm moving away from that.
This will be the PS3's black.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think God of War would be the more appropriate one, but I suppose they had a God of War 2 after that, but
yeah,
that was right near the end of the PlayStation's life cycle, and that became a major franchise. So yeah, I'll be really interested to see The Last of Us in action, and I imagine that's going to blow us away. I'll stick with PlayStation at the moment. I want to see PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale in action, just to see just what it's like, because it's going to be weird seeing Kratos step up against Parappa the Rapper. It's just
there's rumours that Kevin Butler's going to be in it.
I don't see him being a playable character, but he will do the like announcements.
Yeah, I was thinking as a playable character, but you just saying the announcements, that does seem...
He's going to be like doing all the commentaries. Yeah. That's the only way they can fit him in. But I reckon that'd be really good if he is. So yeah, be interested to see those. I imagine you've got rumours about a Quantic Dream new game? Possible?
No.
All right. I've heard a few rumours about Quantic Dream, the guys behind Heavy Rain and the recent
Kara. I did see it, but didn't write it down.
Was it Kara, the tech demo that
made? Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, they're set up after that tech demo to bring a new game out. So I think Quantic Dream have got like a really unusual approach to games. So I would really like to see that. And then just Destiny. I know Bungie have said that they're not going to be showing it.
Oh yeah, this looks intriguing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The game engine looks really nice.
Is it? I've not seen any, well, much of it.
I've become quite a fan of game engines, yeah. And this one looks very fancy.
Bungie have said that they're not going to be showing it at E3, but you can't trust anyone near E3 week.
People say things all the time.
So I'll be interested in seeing that. And finally, FIFA 13. Which I imagine you're also extremely excited for, knowing your history.
Have you played FIFA 12?
Yes, I have.
There you go.
No, it's completely different.
Yeah, whatever.
They're redoing the physics engine because last year's was a bit hilarity-inducing.
Yeah, I've seen a few funny moments of people ended up face-first in other people's crotches and rolling around on top of each other. And
yep. So they're redoing that to make it better. And they're making it... like people's first touch be more realistic to real life, so that could change the entire dynamics of the game. So I'm really interested to see.
So with me not having to think about football, what do you mean first touch?
You know, say you're on the pitch, you're up front, someone passes the ball to you.
You don't instantly just start moving with it as if you play football. The ball's
not going to glue itself to you.
You have to react and accept it, yeah. And then...
So like, say the ball went to you, it like bounced off like 20 yards because you're not a footballer.
No, not at all.
But if it came to me, it'd like only bounce off 10 yards because I've got better ball control.
So it's based on player skill as well, yes.
Whereas before, you could just like ping it 20 yards to someone who's never played football before.
You've got on your pitch, you've got like Gary Neville, Peter Schmeichel, Alan Shearer.
No.
And then like Shearer would accept the ball better than like Neville.
Yes. So yeah, it's gonna change the dynamics of FIFA a lot, I believe.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But yes, those are the games I'm looking forward to. Do you have any you'd like to add?
Far Cry 3, I'm interested in seeing. I'm a big fan of the CryEngine.
Yeah.
Far Cry 3, what we saw, was it shown last year? Or was it shown something else this year?
I think it was at E3. No, I think it was later than E3.
It was another conference, wasn't it?
No, it was right at the end of E3, because it was the Insanity...
But it was only a short demo, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't even a demo. It was
a very short video or something.
Yeah,
this year
just some guys saying, "Do you know what Insanity is?" Over and over again.
So yeah, that looks intriguing. Tekken Tag Tournament 2. Played the first one.
Interesting.
You used to be quite a big Tekken fan.
Yeah, you hear that the Street Fighter X Tekken has not gone down so well in terms of sales.
Was that? I remember we covered all that stuff about on disc DLC and people's views of that. Do you know? Hitman and Tomb Raider.
Yeah, Tomb Raider, which has been delayed until 2013 now.
Hitman seemed to have been milling about for a while as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
Metro Last Light, I'm assuming that's the sequel to 2033.
Mm-hmm.
I might be able to talk about that in the coming weeks, so I've now got that. And that is it.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, what? Four games, three games? Assassin's Creed. I'm not a huge follower of the Assassin's Creed games. I haven't been bothered by Brotherhood and what was the other one?
Revelations.
Revelations. I'm just happy playing Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed 2, Assassin's Creed 3. I'm not really bothered by the other ones. I just want the main ones. So, I'll be looking at that. So, nothing mind-blowing there.
No, and this is one of the problems with E3. It is become increasingly just wheeling out the same franchises.
Speaking of which, as we mentioned earlier, didn't mention it just, Need for Speed, Most Wanted. There's going to be another Most Wanted game. So, yeah, you might want to be busy when that's being shown.
Hey, remember last year when we got our Need for Speed announcement?
Quick time events.
Yeah. I was saying, with last year's, it was possibly the worst E3 there's ever been. It was just wheeling out the same old franchises, no big surprises. And I'm hoping that this one turns things around. I understand that with the software, there doesn't seem to be that many. And these are all the ones we've got confirmed.
Exactly. There could still be a lot of titles that people have no idea about. I can't even remember what I've got in the rumour room, so I might have something good in there.
I don't think there's going to be any big surprises, though, in terms of software.
What was the last big surprise?
Well, last year they announced Bioshock for PlayStation Vita. That was a bit of a surprise.
I'm just trying to think what this year's equivalent could potentially be.
I don't think... I just can't see any massive surprises. I think...
Is E3 still the biggest game show?
Well, it was downsized, 2 years ago? So I think the only competitor it might have would be PAX.
Right.
But that's more consumer-focused, whereas this is business-focused.
Well, we'll have to see. Of course, the Reticule very kindly have allowed us to go to E3. We can hope.
But, yeah. With, a lot more focus on it now, there's a lot less chance for surprises. I mean, we get rumours about it non-stop, and, well, let's just take a look at them now in the E3 rumour room.
E3. Yeah, we need some kind of thing that goes all the way through. Yeah. Last week or the week before... Last fortnight, Jesus Christ.
Last podcast,
mentioned Dead Space 3 potentially being shown at some point. A screenshot may have appeared by magic on the interwebs. If you go on the Dead Space website at the moment, apparently, I haven't actually been on, there's some metal frame thing around the outside.
Right.
And then there's alien words or something, and it's got a countdown. And that countdown ends when EA are scheduled to have their conference next week.
Yep.
And a screenshot has appeared of the website after the countdown. It's got Dead Space 3 logo at the top. And this screenshot shows it's in space and you've got this icy planet really close. And then a guy in a suit in space kind of strafing with a rocket coming out of his one foot moving across. It looks like the Isaac guy. But this could very easily have been done by anyone, Photoshop. Yeah.
Rockets strafed in space, so we're talking Dark Void style gameplay.
Iron Man.
So it's going to be a player like Dark Void, though, by the sounds of it.
By the sounds of it, I mean, you know how good that was. Take it with a massive pinch of salt. ZeniMax have filed a trademark application for something called Hearthfire. H-E-A-R-T-H, fire. Hearthfire, something like that. Mentions use of PCs and games, consoles, and DLC. So, thought is Skyrim DLC. And this will be the second DLC. As this is E3, Dawnguard is scheduled to be shown at this E3.
That's entirely believable. There's nothing much to add to that.
Exactly.
It could be something to do with the Elder Scrolls MMO, though. Unlikely, but feasible.
And then, I can't remember what website I saw it on, but they were also saying that it could just be ZeniMax protecting IP future ideas, perhaps. So there's nothing guaranteeing that there will be something.
They might
have
just decided that they like the name.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but...
Yeah, so Alex might go and buy a load of random websites.
It's an awkward name, Hearthfire.
I'm still not convinced I'm saying it right.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
H-E-A-R-T-H.
Hearthfire.
I keep on saying Heartfire, but
I want to say Earthfire.
Earthfire. Hearth?
Hearth.
Can someone from ZeniMax just, you know, send someone who works at the reticule an email and just, you know, confirm that we're doing it right? We'll just post a letter saying nicknameless James. I'm sure I'll get it at some point. We didn't introduce ourselves at the beginning of this.
Oh, I'm Jordan. His nickname James. Nicknameless James, sorry.
Better late than never. Images have appeared on the Xbox blog showing an Avatar-based motocross game. This is Avatar as in those quirky little guys who stand around on the screen waving and smiling.
What, like a Microsoft Avatar?
Yeah. And it's just...
Although an Avatar, a James Cameron Avatar-based game would be quite fun.
Avatar?
Like a go-karting one.
Yeah. Yeah, those things. It's, you know, racing on dirt bikes, doing tricks. There's multiple players in some of the screenshots, so... How it'll fit in if it's like a XBLA game or...
The thing is, I've never seen like the avatars on Xbox really take off. I mean, nobody cares about them.
It's just like home, isn't it, on the PS3?
Yeah, but like on the Wii, with the they like built it from the beginning with the Miis in mind.
Yeah.
So they were kind of like embedded in your thoughts at all time. But with the avatars, I only ever see mine just like pouncing around.
I've got one. I don't even have an Xbox. Didn't even have an Xbox when they came out. You can't answer that. Although this might have something to do with it. Evidence of time travel. Square Enix has registered several websites relating to Just Cause 4.
Isn't there only just two Just Causes?
Yes.
What? What about Just Cause 3? Or did you skip in there?
I don't know. There's been nothing...
In fact, Square Enix have been weird at the moment.
Because Just Cause 1... Was a 360 exclusive, wasn't it?
I thought it was on PlayStation 2 for some reason.
Was it? I think it might be now you said that.
Yeah, because I wanted to buy it. And I didn't have an Xbox at that time.
Is there any chance that the third one could be an exclusive to something?
It's unlikely. I can't see why.
Yeah.
But even then, why would they not... Why would they register Just Cause 4?
They might be doing a Star Wars thing. Then they can remake the third one really badly. With Hayden Christian, whatever his name is.
Sim.
So, him. So, yeah. Rumours suggest that Sony are teaming up with a cloud-based gaming service, or, as they put it, a leading cloud-based gaming service. The current favourites are OnLive and Gaikai.
I have no idea what you're saying at me.
Gaikai. I was assuming it's called Gaikai.
I've not heard of it. I've heard of OnLive.
I've looked at Gaikai, and they're based in the US, and they have a lot of partners.
Really?
Proper big people. Funnily enough, Gaikai are set to reveal something major at this year's E3. So that could they could be the contenders, the main one who Sony partner with. OnLive seem pretty independent, so it might be a bit strange.
Well, they got their own box and everything.
Yeah, they you know they got their own printer in the office and.
But yeah, this just filters back into my theory that this is going to be a more hardware-based E3 and that everything, this could be pivotal.
Yeah.
But yeah, be interested to see. I don't think cloud gaming is going to take off anytime soon, though.
Yeah, we've talked about it before. There's still, with cloud gaming, an assumption that everyone has really good infrastructure, which we don't.
Not in the UK, at least.
Yeah, most of our things are still Victorian. So we struggle to do anything.
Yeah.
If you're in Japan, cloud gaming, brilliant.
Oh, I imagine.
Or South Korea. If you live in South Korea, time of your life, mate. For us, no. Dial up, get online. Someone rings on the phone, disconnect. Last episode, I believe, we talked about rumours of Retro Studios, the folks behind Donkey Kong, something or other. I haven't got it written down.
Returns. And they also did Metroid.
Metroid.
Prime.
Yep. There's rumours that their next game will be called Star Fox Metroid Fusion Saga.
No, it won't. No, that's not happening.
The thought is...
No, there's no thought. That is not happening. The thought is, wouldn't it be cool if I could confuse people by throwing together random words? That is not happening.
Basically,
no.
Star Fox is travelling through space or something or other, and they both do right. stuff. Yeah, Star Fox ends up on Metroid's ship or something, and Metroid's on a planet, and Star Fox is flying around shooting stuff, and then Metroid's like...
Metroid, do you mean Samus?
Salmon's on the planet, first-person shooter going around shooting other fish. And, yeah, I knew you were going to like this. That's why I wrote it down. I don't give a toss.
It doesn't make any sense from... Well, then again, Metroid Over M happened, so that made no sense. But, no, it's not happening, because they are completely different franchises. That's like having Parappa the Rapper fight Kratos or something. And we all know that's never happening.
Actually, it does seem more logical saying that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll have to...
Not happening. Shut up.
Okay.
Move on.
Right, moving on, because I don't want to get hurt. Sony are rumoured to be Hang on, let me just remind Ryan. Sony rumoured to be revamping the whole PS Plus subscription service this year. It's not on the Vita at the moment.
Is it?
Apparently not. Don't hold me to it. The big thought, adding it to the Vita and just generally trying to get more people to use it.
Yeah.
I haven't logged on my PlayStation since Christmas, and even then there was only about 8 people on my list who had Plus. I'm still not that bothered.
Yeah, it's strange because
Have you got it?
No. And in theory, I'm like the person he's aimed at.
Yeah.
There's just never been enough to keep me wanting to go there. I read that they were just going to like basically put on more free games.
But the free games, whenever I was on it, is all stuff I wasn't interested in.
Yeah, it was like The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, and that... Remember that first game that came to be online, PS3, the Ducks thing?
Oh, yes, where you use the motion
sensors.
Yeah,
stuff like that. It's not stuff I want to play. I want Twisted Metal for free.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But EA, but this year, they will have an entire segment dedicated to PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
E3, people. All right. Sony.
I thought you said EA.
I did say EA because I've written E3 as EA here. Yeah. Because that shows how much I care.
yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Because PlayStation Plus, if they made it a little bit better, I would get it because it's got some really useful things like cloud saving of the game saves. Although
it's not much space.
No, you get like one save and that's it.
If it's Fallout, that's probably like an eighth of a save.
Yeah, that auto-updating as well for your games. That's also a really handy little thing. But I just don't see it warranting the price at the moment. So I'll be looking forward to see what they do.
Yeah. Okay. A supposed new IP for the Wii U is called Acid Ghost. And this actually sounds really interesting. Apart from the name, but sources say that basically you're a ghost on a cruise ship and everyone on the ship has their own AI and their own things they're doing and their own personalities. It's just a normal ship going around. And you have to just go around and do all your ghouly things and scare people. And you'll get points for the creativity of the scare and how much you traumatise people. And it's awarded, you'll get rewards for that. And you can do like a host of things, like just moving stuff around and making TVs flicker.
It's a shenanigans simulator.
Yeah, that's perfect. And it's been compared to Hitman in how you get around and do things. It's got a really dark sense of humour, apparently, and that sounds very interesting.
Perhaps it's a spiritual sequel. Yes.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued by that. This is one that I didn't really think would be that interesting, so I only wrote down one line. Aliens Colonial Marines is thought to be a Wii U timed exclusive.
No, it's not.
Well, I haven't written anything more there. And finally, final specs for the Wii U may have been leaked.
Oh, finally.
Graphics card is a Radeon HD 6770. Don't know what that means. RAM 2 GB, which is quite a lot. Just to put that into perspective, 360's 512 MB.
Yeah.
PS3's 256 MB.
As I believe the Vita is.
Is the Vita 512, isn't it?
It could be, actually.
I'm sure the Vita's 512, because it's got cross-game chat in it. I might have just made that up. So, yeah, that's a decent amount. Although I'm guessing like the PS4 and Nigel will have like 10 gig each. Support for oh, it's going to have 2 gig of RAM and then a dedicated area just for the operating system. Support for 2 tablet controllers. Well, I would have thought there would have been more.
Well, actually, what they were saying, like, at last E3, or, like, in the follow-up, was that only 1 tablet controller was going to be able to be used.
Wow, so there's 100% more
controller now. Increase.
That's incredible.
Assuming that's right.
What do these controllers need to run if you can only...
Well, they're showing their own independent screen.
Take them out. Just have about 13 normal controllers.
Well, no, because it's going back to your...
Progress isn't necessary.
Going back to your Aliens...
exclusive.
Yeah. One of the cool things about Aliens, which I believe I've heard, I might just have made up, but they're going to have like a mode where on one screen you'll be like Predator, like the guy putting it off the standard controller.
Yeah.
And on the other screen... on the tablet screen, someone playing as Alien will be able to see, so you won't be able to see each other's screens, and it'll be a different type of gameplay. I might have made that up, but
you know, in Alien,
I'm patenting that if I've made it up.
It was here first. You know, in Alien,
yes,
they've got the computer things like bloop,
yeah,
bloop, showing where the alien's coming. How cool would that be to have on the Wii U?
Yeah,
just you're there in like some corridors, go bloop, and then. Bloop, just showing where they are. Go bloop, 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 bloop. They're on top of us, man. Yeah.
Game over, man. Game over.
Yeah, that could be intriguing. Achievements are supported with the Wii U. Which everything else supports them, so...
Apart from Nintendo.
As mentioned briefly earlier, the console is already running the Unreal Engine 4. Due for launch on November the 23rd. Don't know where.
The big thing here, price points.
Price points... between $350 and $450.
Big point here, pound sterling price point. Yeah, I this is one thing, because Wii U, it's tempting me.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never been a big Nintendo person, so I'm not that fussed unless it can... I think if there's anything that's really going to tempt me, it'll probably be an F-Zero. Because when I got my Game Boy Advance SP, or Game Boy Advance, one of them, I think F-Zero was one of the launch games for it. That was the first F-Zero I had.
Really?
I really like that. And I can imagine it looking really cool on the Wii U. So, yeah.
Cool.
Other than that, what about you? Is there going to be any game that will really...
No, it's not a game in particular. It's just the entire console. I'm tempted whether they get the price point right.
Yeah.
If you do that, then I'll get it. If not, I won't. That was the rumours. So, F-Zero, a classic game, which have we had that in the...
We haven't.
I thought we had that in the Retro Roundup ones.
I was playing it a lot anyway, because of my dissertation.
Oh. Well, let's talk about the games you have been playing in
the Retro Roundup.
Last week, incidentally, you were playing Alien vs. Predator for the SNES.
Yeah.
Your verdict?
I think if you're looking for a game that perfectly sums up the word crap... I think that's a good... It's not, you know, the word that's worse than crap, but it's not good. It's perfect. It's a perfect crap. Combat, just punch, that's it. If you can kind of jump and kick a bit.
You can throw stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't even know what I was doing. It just seemed to throw stuff as I was kept hitting things.
Yeah.
And then the aliens just endlessly come at you. It's relentless. I didn't think I was actually getting anywhere. I just seemed to side-scroll for about half an hour, just auto-saving every now and then, nothing else happening. Just chucking aliens about and picking up cutlery and throwing it at them.
So...
apparently there was a story, but I kept skipping it.
Really?
Yeah. I played it this morning, Jordan.
Okay, so a thumbs up or a thumbs down for Alien vs. Predator?
Thumbs down? Crap. Didn't even look that good. Sound effects were terrible. But Predator's pretty cool.
I have to agree. Okay, so this week we are playing, by your request, I need to point out, Zool.
Something I found out about yesterday, and is rather intriguing.
Yes, I've never played this game, to be honest, so I can't really add much, but except I was on basically every console ever.
Right.
And it seemed to have blatant advertising running through it, so...
I'm just going to add, when I say I saw it yesterday, I saw someone who basically remade a character from it in current gen graphics. So other than what the main character would look like now and the name, I know nothing else about this game. The only gameplay I've seen was when we looked at a video before recording this, and it is a marketing man's dream.
Yep. Cool Spot was a less blatant example. Hell, even the Noid.
Noid is brilliant. That's my game of 2011, that was.
It was a less blatant example. Even Sony's new patent for showing ads in the middle of games is less blatant than this. So, yes, Zool, have fun with that and make sure not to buy anything that's been advertised in
it. I'll try.
If you come back next week with 50 Chupa Chups, I will not be surprised.
All right.
So, that was the game of the week. No, it wasn't. That was
Retro Roundup.
That was Retro Roundup.
E3 special, 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 special.
And finally, we're just going to wrap this show up now. Over at the Reticule, they've got the E3 fever like we have. E3-ver.
I bet they've done it properly, though.
Yep, they're a lot more... I say there, I'm part of
the writing team. Yeah, you are part of that. It's just me. I'm the one letting everyone down.
Yes. All you need for E3 will be over at the Reticule over the next few days and weeks. Just go check it out. The E3 coverage will be unparalleled.
They've been playing other things as well.
Yes. You'll see the Dream Machine review up there pretty soon.
Yeah, right.
I do some writing every once in a while. And yes, over at the reticule.com, your place for all the E3 news.
And then after E3, just news in general.
Yeah, it's a great website. Go check it out at all times of the year, regardless of E3.
Yeah.
So that was our episode, our E3 view.
Pre-3 view. So is our next one going to be 3 post view? Throast.
Yes, it will be.
Tune in for a Throast special.
Yes, I've been Jordez. With me has been Nicknameless James.
That's per usual.
Any last words?
We're not doing this anymore.
Any last words?
No.
Any last words?
Frigate.
And I'll go with goodbye. Goodbye.
E3 is Monday to... When is it? 4th, 5th and 6th. Is it? I don't know when it's on. We should really include that.
And if you don't know, E3 will be from Monday, June the 4th, and June the 5th through June the 7th.
And it's usually streamed on various websites. So
you'll find it quite easily. It's being streamed through Xbox. Well, the Xbox conference being streamed through Xbox Live. PlayStation conference, I believe, is also being streamed through PSN.
But just generally speaking, just search for E3 2012. Stream or live, and you will find it. You can't miss it. There's a lot of gaming websites will be shown. I don't say all the good gaming websites, because the Reticule won't show it.
I know, but we will have up to the day coverage. So
there'll be someone tweeting about it.
I'll be tweeting like a madman as I did last year. So
no, you did like one tweet last year.
I did two. I did 200 tweets.
Well, I logged on Twitter once last year, so that shows why. So you won't miss it. If you miss it, don't listen to these podcasts anymore. See you in a couple of weeks.
Yep. And that is our episode.